Hi there, and thanks for joining us. We are on our second round of Red Business Town Takeover from Skibbereen. So many good businesses came in on the day. We have to go and do it all again. So let's dive straight in. I'm Jonathan Healy, and this is Red Business.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
So we always like a bit of food on Red Business, so we decided to go to a lively award-winning cafe. Well, they kind of came to us, but you know what I mean. Calvo's Cafe is on North Street in Skibbereen, and with me now is Siobhan, whose business it is. Siobhan, how are you?
I'm very good.
Tell me a little bit about Calvo's. What is it?
So we have a 25-seater cafe in North Street, and just right beside it we opened a little takeout unit just earlier this year, where you can get the baking and that we do for the cafe, you can get it to take out.
Now, you're significantly underselling the baking that you do in the cafe. We're not talking about a handful of scones in the morning and a loaf of bread if it's a Tuesday.
We make everything in the cafe. We make it all in-house.
Come on, tell me what you make. What do you make? Give me the list.
So we do all the cakes, some quiches, some...
Do you do fancy cakes?
We do some nice birthday cakes. I'm not very good at the old novelty cakes, but we make some lovely birthday cakes, and we make a lot of gluten-free cakes, actually. That's what's the popular thing at the moment.
Okay. And is it difficult to make the gluten-free cakes in the environment where you're making the other cakes?
Well, what we do is we sell them as no gluten added. So a lot of our cakes, we omit the flour and put in ground almonds, and so that makes them then suitable.
Suitable, for very good.
Yeah. And it's all very technical.
How did you fall into the business of cake making?
Well, I fell into the business way back, probably 30 years ago, when I trained to be a chef. And then I worked in a few different establishments in Cork, because I'm originally from Cork. And then I got a little spot working for a summer in Glandore, I don't know, maybe 26 years ago, for a friend of mine. So I worked there for the summer, loved West Cork, went back with the plan maybe I'd head off travelling or I'd head off do something exciting.
Hideously disillusioned with the metropolis that is Cork City. Yeah.
And during that winter, the girl who I'd worked for in Glandore had decided to take the following summer out, and she asked me would I like to take her restaurant for the summer.
Okay.
I thought, oh God, yeah, sure, why not?
Sure, why not? And you're here how many years later?
Well, now, hold on.
Oh, sorry, I was jumping
ahead.
Hold on,
hold on.
There's another element to the story.
There's another element to the story. So I had been working with my boyfriend at the time in Cork, so I said, will we go to West Cork for the summer? He goes, ah, sure, why not? So the two of us headed off, and we worked in this little cafe in Glandore. So we ran it for the summer, and we decided we loved it so much that we would try to get a premises in West Cork, and we'd open up in West Cork. So went back again, worked for the winter in Cork, and a premises came up in North Street in Skibbereen. So that is 23 years ago, and we moved down here and we opened.
And that's Calbo's now?
Well, we opened a restaurant to start with 23 years ago, and we ran that until our lease ran out, but in the meantime we'd bought the premises where we are now in the cafe.
Ah, okay. So which do you prefer, the restaurant or the cafe? Because the restaurant, I'm guessing, is a high pressure industry.
I loved it at the time, when you have no commitments and you haven't a care in the world, so you don't mind working all the hours God gives you. But as the years went on, we have a boy now, he's 16, but he was young at the time, and it was like you were getting home, he was asleep.
Difficult.
You were going out in the morning, he was asleep, and that was kind of the way it was.
So you've traded through difficult times then?
We have, yeah.
Because Skibbereen always kind of had a nice, sorry to say, summer trade, but it wouldn't have been great in February, let's put it that way. So how is it now?
Well, no, like you have the summer trade, but we have a huge winter trade from locals. We have huge support from locals in Skibbereen and all of West Cork. And like they are our bread and butter, and the tourists are a nice added bonus from May to October, but it's the locals that make it work.
We were talking to the people on the last episode about what it means to live in Skibbereen, and again, you're another blow-in. You're from the city originally.
I am a pure blow-in.
You sound like you fell in love with the place, did you?
Yeah, but why not? Why would you not? Like, it has everything. We live over the premises, so we have everything we need in town. And like, say, for our boy, he's been able to get involved in any sporting activity he wants. He can just walk to any, like, if it was GAA, you could walk to basketball, you've got kickboxing, you've got everything, but he chose rowing, which means we have to drive him to rowing.
Because he can't, you're a little bit too far away from it for the rowing.
But you have everything, whereas if we were living in Cork City, or even on the outskirts of Cork City, you wouldn't have the, it wouldn't be as easy.
And there was a theme of this, and we were speaking about it the last day. There's an air coming off all the business people coming through. You're all quite relaxed. I mean, normally when you meet business people, they're stressed off their game. The email they just got annoyed them. They're fighting with somebody else. If all of that is happening in the lives of the people in Skibbereen, it hasn't.
You don't let it show.
Exactly.
Like turning up 7 minutes late for my interview. Like.
It's okay. We get over it. We live with that. But it's true, though, that you're all kind of very laid back. There's something in the water down here.
I suppose it is a lovely place to live, and like when you finish work, you're not too far. You're like 5 minutes away to go for a swim or go for a cycle, or do you know that you have so much. Whereas if you're in the city and you're trying to get through traffic, I mean, with growing up, like bringing a child up in Skibbereen town, you were able to walk them to school. They were able to walk home. Like once they were able to walk on their own, walk home. We've never, living overhead, we've never had ever stuck in traffic.
So yeah. Your carbon footprint is quite low as
very
well.
Low.
And I suppose the carbon miles on the bread is low enough as well, considering it's coming
very
upstairs.
Very low, it just goes from that upstairs.
So what's next? I mean, is the cafe going to be your life for the next few years?
Forever, I'd say. I can't see it any other way. Yeah.
No, and you look like a person who's incredibly happy and contented with that.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I couldn't think of anything better to do, really. Why not?
Well, look, I have to say, we should have given you the list, by the way. You have things like Irish steak with caramelised red onion, crispy goo bean, smoked bacon with West Cork cheddar, onion relish. It all sounds very nice.
Yeah.
You didn't bring anything with you, though, did you? So you disrespected the number one rule of Red Business. But having said that, I'm going to go down at some stage next time I'm down here.
Yeah.
Siobhan, we look forward to being down here another day and going in and sampling all the fine wares that you have on offer at Calbo's Cafe. But for now, Siobhan O'Callaghan, we wish you and Anthony 14 odd years you've been in the cafe, the very best luck, and keep enjoying the life here in Skibbereen.
Thank you very much.
Red Business. All that's best about business in Cork.
You may remember on an earlier episode of the Town Takeover from Skibbereen, we spoke about Spearline and how a little bit of that company had been acquired and moved on. Well, we said we'd better find out just what was going on there, and we are delighted to be joined by Fiona Ryan, who's the Chief Customer Officer of Beacon AI. Fiona, how are you?
I'm very good, Jonathan, and yourself?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming in to tell us all about Beacon AI. AI stands for...
Artificial intelligence.
Not the other thing it might be known for in Welsh Cork.
No, not that.
What does Beacon AI do?
So Beacon AI develops software solutions, which is around improving your digital transformation and enabling digital transformation strategies. So we've developed privacy software, which will enable privacy compliance on a global footprint through artificial intelligence and machine learning.
Okay, so GDPR, you mentioned the four dreaded letters there, scared the living daylights out of everybody a couple of months ago. You help get over that fear, do you?
Absolutely. I suppose it's moved on now from GDPR. It's more of a global privacy situation at this stage. And we are not just focusing on privacy. We're also focusing on health tech, real estate technology, so we can help in many other aspects as well.
So how did you come to Skibbereen? Are you from Skibbereen?
No, I'm a Tipperary woman.
Oh dear, sorry about that. And how did you end up here?
I'm married a West Cork man.
What?
And he brought me here.
Okay, and have you forgiven him since?
Well, we're just about getting over it.
So what's your background? How did you end up in this particular
area? So my background is legal. I was a legal executive previously, and then I got into the compliance sphere in financial services sector in Dublin. And then when I came down to West Cork, I sourced out employment and data protection.
Okay. Now, as I said to Matthew and Lorraine, who were in here previously from Spearline, I don't know where you're going, but I wouldn't start from here. Setting up a GDPR artificial intelligence company in Skibbereen would not have been the most natural thing to do, yet here you are. Has Skibbereen been an an advantage or a disadvantage to?
Absolute advantage. We're based out of the Ludgate Hub now, so we've got all of the facilities there, amazing facilities down there. And we're also hooking into the 1 gigabyte network as well through. So it's transformed the way we do business. So we can still maintain our rural setting whilst having easy access to the city, and we have a global footprint. So we're in France and we're also in America as
okay,
well.
Okay, so you bought out a little bit of Spearline, or how did it work?
So what happened was, so Spearline Risk and Compliance was a subsection of Spearline, and the Algo Data Group then acquired Spearline Risk and Compliance, and we've rebranded that now as Beacon AI.
Okay, and what's the plan? Where do you go with this?
So the plan is to disrupt the marketplace, to be the best in class.
You say that almost with a smile in your voice.
I know.
I mean, that's almost a kind of a negative intent, but you're going to disrupt the marketplace.
Absolutely, absolutely. You always have to strive to do that, I think, to be the best in class, to offer a real solution to a customer base out there, and to solve their pain points.
Yeah, you mentioned pain. It is exactly that. It is a pain point, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely. People want to operationalize their privacy programs. They want to operationalize their compliance. And they want to do it with minimum effort. Although there's always human intervention involved, if you can do that by automation, then why not?
GDPR, have people come to terms with it a little bit more now, that it wasn't going to be the end of civilization as we know it, and that you weren't going to be set on fire for accidentally keeping somebody's email address longer than 6 weeks?
Absolutely, yeah. No, you've seen lots of people who have made huge improvements in their programs. There are others who have done nothing yet, but it's never too late. People can always try and get a program in place and operationalize that program. And it's always good to have a software solution in place to help you with that. It just depends on where you're at and what size and what scale you have in your business. But very much if you're in enterprise, then you definitely need a software solution with some sort of automation or artificial intelligence in it to make things
so
easier.
How many bodies have you got working with you right now?
So we have 6 in our Skibbereen office, and then we have 25 data scientists as well.
And they're popping up all around the place, are they?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So,
could be
as I said, we've a Cork office, but we've also got France and New York as well.
Okay. Well, it is a growing area, most certainly, and no better place to grow it out of than the fine town of Skibbereen.
Absolutely.
Fiona Ryan, what's the website address if people want to look it up?
So it is beaconai.io.
.io.
.io.
That's it. That's
yeah.
To learn something new every day. Fiona, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming in, and we wish you and everybody at Beacon AI the very best luck in the future.
Thank you so much, Jonathan.
The only show in town for Cork business, Red Business.
And my final guest on our Red Business Town Takeover in Skibbereen is someone who's been on the programme before, talking about the very successful Taste of West Cork Food Festival that has just gone by. But because we were in her hometown, we felt it only appropriate that we come in and talk about what she does for the rest of the year. Helen Collins, how are you?
I'm great, Jonathan. Thank you very much for having me on the programme, and welcome to Skibbereen.
It's great to be here. Yeah. And look, as I said, we had to, on your home turf, come in and talk to you. So we're just over the Taste of West Cork Food Festival, yeah, which you have recovered from, have you?
Oh, barely scratching my way along, barely.
A hugely successful event every year, and another successful year just gone by. But your business is the law.
How I earn my bread and butter.
Yes.
Because I'd love somebody to pay me to do a Taste of West Cork, then I could do it every minute of every day. But I've been working in our business, Wolf & Company, for the last, oh my goodness, will I admit to, 43 years.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and I suppose...
So you graduated at about 5?
Four and a half.
Four and a half.
Yeah, absolutely.
Early young achievement.
No, but I think I went into UCC about age 17, so we did start kind of pretty young. So I've been in Skibbereen. Of course, I was born and raised in Clonakilty and then went off around the world for a while and then came back to Skibbereen.
Did you lose the map and you couldn't find your way back to your own hometown?
Well, I went around the world to find the best place in the world to live. And where did I arrive back to? West Cork, exactly. The ultimate best place in the world to live.
So how did you start in your career as a lawyer? Because obviously you didn't become the managing director of the firm overnight. So did you start at the bottom and work your way up?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, my dad was a solicitor in Clonakilty. And at that stage, he was joined up with the practice here in Skibbereen. And there was a chap by the name of Jim O'Keefe, who later went into Dáil Éireann.
Oh, the TD.
Yeah, TD, who was my boss, so as to speak, here in Skibbereen. And when I arrived in Skibbereen at the early, I think I was maybe 22, just about, Jim was deciding to run for Dáil Éireann. And his work was mainly in the district court. So he said, Helen, No, you've got to go to the district court and do the district court. I mean, it was like doing my leaving cert
every day.
Yeah. I honestly, you have no idea. Because there were no women. I was the first woman practitioner here.
I was going to raise that because you would have been a bit of a trailblazer. You would have been that girl, wouldn't you?
Oh, definitely. And there was many a person in areas of West Cork, further west than here, when I would intently listen to their issues for at least an hour, who would then say to me, can I speak to the solicitor now? So I was... A lot of people didn't believe I was the solicitor, and a lot of people didn't believe I was going to take care of their case in the district court. And it was something else. It was like, it's completely different than it is now, where there's a lot of preparation and cases are taken very, very seriously. I used to beg my clients to give me the summonses the night before. I mean, I would have sheafs of summonses, 20, 25, 30, and they would be handed to me as I was sitting in front of the judge. So I was supposed to read the summonses, deal with all the facts of the case, and present a defence, all in about 10 seconds. It was hard going.
So that is what they call a very steep learning curve.
It was very steep learning curve. I remember calling into my mother one morning as I was coming from a very difficult case in Kinsale, and where I'd been badly treated by a much older man, long established in West Cork. And my mother looked at me and she said, Helen, straighten yourself up, pull your shoulders back and get out and do it again. I having told her I was giving up.
Right.
I couldn't face this anymore. So straighten your shoulders, get out and get going.
Which you did.
I did.
And you've made a very good career out of it over
yes.
the years. West Cork is... It's an unusual place. It's an eclectic place. And has that been reflected in a lot of what's been coming through your door between that time and now?
Back then in 1976, when there used to be lots of drug prosecutions, there was cultivation wasn't a crime at the time. But I remember being in Scull District Court where there was one suit amongst all the defendants. And the defendant would appear in front of the judge wearing the suit. Then he would step out and go around the back of the town hall as it was then, change the suit with the next defendant who'd come back in, and we'd swap suits and appear in front of the judge. No, I don't do that anymore, thank God. I work mainly in family law for the last 20, 25 years.
Yeah.
I work in separation and divorce.
And the funny thing about that, the law is kind of a universal.
Yeah.
It's as equal and valid here in West Cork as it is in any other part of the world, but having the right practitioner is very important. And you've been trading on your reputation, I suppose, haven't you, and that of the firm?
Well, for me, in terms of family law, you're always working with a family. Okay, your client, of course, is your number one priority. And of course, your responsibilities are to your client, we'll say at least 60%. But your responsibility is also to the family. And that family comprises of the husband or wife on the other side, but it principally comprises of the children of the marriage. So at all times when I'm working with my client, I have to very much keep my eye and work and support that family.
Has the law, I mean, the law has obviously changed a lot, but has the career changed in the years that you've been working in it?
Well, there's a lot of women working in law, which I think is a very, very good thing. And I think law offices are much more family-friendly places. When I started, one would never say, I have to run out and collect the children from school. We used to be advised to say, oh, I've got to run over to the garage and pick up my car, or I've got to run to the bank to do something.
You had a car that must have been banjaxed.
Banjaxed. So now we're very family oriented in our office. We have a lot of women practitioners, and we very much support those practitioners, because they're brilliant. My women are brilliant practitioners, and we very much support their family as well and their family life, because it has to be an all-round thing.
How did you then end up in the Taste of West Cork Food Festival? Because that's a behemoth to try and control.
It is.
And lo and behold, you're the woman who tries to control it.
Well, we created it, I suppose, in the sense of it in its modern form. And now we've kind of being eaten alive by the monster we've created. But I'm not saying that in a negative sense. At the time of the recession here, which was, I'm talking about 2010, 11, 12 onwards, you could see it in every business in Skibbereen and in West Cork. Everybody was struggling. And it became clear to me that if we could generate literally an extra 50 euro per week per business in the town, it would make a difference. Every 50 euro mattered at that time. And I had a lot of clients coming in to me in serious difficulty with banks and really, really struggling. So I thought deep and hard that we needed to develop the strengths we had, which is tourism, always. And we really desperately needed to join forces together in West Cork to create a very strong West Cork brand. So it was out of that need of the recession that the Taste of West Cork in its current form was born.
Something that I've noticed doing the interviews here in Skibbereen for the Red Business, Red FM Town Takeover, is that there's this community spirit. Now, you see it in every town, but there's something about this town. There's something different about it here. What is it? What is the gel that binds you all together?
Well, I grew up in Clonakilty, and
you're blowing as well.
Yeah, see, I'm a blowing, exactly. So, I mean, in Clonakilty, and in my family, if you saw a problem, you were expected to sort the problem. You know, there was in my time growing up in the 60s and 70s, there was no grants for anything. So therefore, you went out and you gathered together whatever funds were needed for whatever the project was going to be, and you got up and you did it and you sorted it. So there's a lot of kind of that attitude is very strong, I think, in people of my age group. And I would love to see it coming out more in younger people. I know they're struggling with families and trying to buy houses and do all sorts of things. But it's really terribly important that we're all engaged in our community. And it is a fantastic community. And in terms of A Taste of West Cork, there wouldn't be A Taste of West Cork if it wasn't for the unity of West Cork and the engagement of everybody.
Helen, it's been an absolute pleasure bringing you in. This is a great town. That's the one thing I can testify to, having been speaking to so many people here. We wish you and everybody involved in Wolf & Company Solicitors, which is your business, and indeed A Taste of West Cork, the very best success. And sure, look, Helen, we'll have to do it again at some stage soon.
Right.
Helen Collins, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you, dear.
So that's it from the Red Business Town Takeover for Skibbereen. My thanks to all of my guests. It really has been a pleasure being down here. And don't forget, you can download all the episodes from redextra.ie. Niamh Hennessy's the producer, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.